Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As we do every Monday, we welcome in our friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Colin. Thank you.
A question for you, something I'm trying to figure out in my own head. There's a lot of things to talk about with this football game. Ben comes out and says after the game, they're yelling, clock it. Or I wanted to clock it, excuse me, and they're saying, don't clock it in my earpiece. So I ran the play. Doesn't Ben Roethlisberger at this point in his career have carte blanche? I mean, if he really wanted to clock it, what are they going to do? Bench him this week? Why not if you're Ben and you see things that are not working out or people aren't set or whatever? Why not just walk up and clock it and live with it?
Well, if his coaches don't want him to, you try and run a play. Colin, I thought they did the right thing by running a play. They had the time. You either score or it's incomplete. Well, there was a third option, as we found out. But I had no problem with them running a play. The problem was they weren't prepared to run a play. That should have been decided. They knew they didn't have timeout. Haywood Bay did not get out of bounds on that three-yard pass, so the clock's running. Maybe they should have thrown it into the end zone there, but they're all packed around the end zone, so I'm not going to second-guess that.
Well, how about this, Ed? Ed, how about –
called
oh, go
two
ahead.
Plays. No, they should have called two plays. They should have had another play ready.
Well, what about looking at the coverage and seeing that it's quadruple coverage and throwing it into the 55th row?
Yeah, well, that's what he should have done. I mean, he shouldn't have forced it in there. There was one, you know, Eli Rogers was the only guy who went out on the pass pattern because there was so much confusion. They thought they were going to clock it, so nobody else did. I guess he got quick word to Eli to run a pattern, and you saw what happened.
Ed, everybody feared going to New England and playing there, the importance of winning this game. Did you see anything yesterday with the man coverage and the defensive scheme that Butler had, perhaps maybe going to New England? They do have a shot?
Oh, they'll have a shot. I mean, they had a shot yesterday, and they were doing it without Antonio Brown, Josh. So they could go up there and win. I don't like their chances again. I picked the Patriots yesterday, and here's a big reason. They cannot stop Gronkowski. They can't do it. He's 6'8", 285. They have no one who can cover him. If you put three guys on him, he's still going to tower over all three of them.
I have so many ways to go, so many questions as Steeler fans do, but I'm going to go off of what you were saying there. Do you believe that the way the Steelers approached this game defensively was the correct way?
Look, Jeff, they held them to 27 points, which, you know, that maybe that doesn't sound like much, but I think holding the Patriots to 27 isn't bad. But
and I agree with you. I'm just asking.
I don't know what they can do to stop Gronkowski. I don't. I thought they would put Sean Davis on him. That's what they did. And, you know, you can't blame him. He did everything he could. He's 6'1", 202. The other guy's 6'6", 285. And he has hands that are almost like Antonio Brown's.
Black and Gold Uncensored brought to you by Barrel Ford. They're crushing the competition. Find out why at barrelford.com. Ed, I'll ask you, and this sounds like a silly question, but it's totally sincere. Do you know what a catch is in the NFL?
No, I really don't. You know what I don't understand, Colin? I've been covering this game for a long time, since I graduated from college. I started covering the Steelers at home in 74. But it's been my beat here since 85. No one ever disputed catches back then in the 70s, in the 80s. I don't remember any of this. In the 90s, I don't remember any of this. It's within the last 10, 15 years that all of a sudden this has cropped up. And I don't know why the stubborn NFL refuses to fix it.
Ed, during the game with 53 seconds left, you're thinking to yourself, okay, that's a legacy moment for Ben about to happen. And then Juju Smith rips it off, and then you go, obviously, to Jesse. Looking at Ben is a leader. Ben is the quarterback and the face of this team. Are you going to look at this game and think Ben lost this game?
Oh, no. I wouldn't. I mean, not by one pass down there. You know, it happens. It happened to Russell Wilson in the Super Bowl. You may blame that on the coach, but, you know, he threw the pass. And he's a darn good quarterback. Probably happened to Brady somewhere along the line. I just can't remember it. I wouldn't blame this one on Bennett's. You know who I blame it on? The New England Patriots. They came up with that drive, that 70-second, 77-yard drive.
Well, damn them then. Ed, I don't know if you're hearing the same thing as NFL Network about Antonio Brown as far as what his availability might be. And if he can't go in the playoffs, is this a team that can't get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't see them going to New England and winning without Antonio, but they could have won yesterday without Antonio. So I'm not going to dismiss anything, but it certainly makes the road tougher, Jeff. I didn't hear anything. The nice thing about the NFL Network is they have all these guys there not on deadline, and they can call the agent. And I'm sure that's where they got it.
Talking to Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Ed, you're somewhat of a historian of this game of football. You told us how long you've been covering it. Think about Mackey, Gonzalez, Sharp, Ditka, Newsom, Winslow, I guess, come to mind. Is Gronkowski the best tight end in the history of the game?
Well, you have to understand, I've seen most of his play against the Steelers. And judging by that, he is. I don't know how anybody stops him. I don't. I know the Steelers can't. He just, his height, he has decent speed for a tight end. He has great hands. I don't know what more you want. I don't know him as a blocker. I haven't even watched him throw a block, I don't think. But, you know, I don't think that matters at this point because he just, he won that game last night. I mean, Brady gets some credit too, but yeah, he won that game last night.
There are some good things though that take place. I mean, the Steelers held them to three possessions in the first half, and you're thinking, okay, well, that's how you could beat them, but because Gronk and Brady would never be on the field, and then obviously you couldn't do the same in the second. Looking back on this game, you have Hilton, Martavis Bryant. There was some good play by guys that definitely stepped up, though.
Oh, there was, Josh. I mean, hey, look, we were saying last week, if the Steelers don't, if Boswell misses that field goal against Baltimore, everybody's ripping the Steelers for losing at home to Baltimore. You know, instead, everybody's talking about how great a game it was. Same thing as last night. If that touchdown pass stands, we're talking about how great the Steelers are, and it just beat the Giants. They slayed the Giants. They're going to get the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It's just that close. I mean, that close. We're high def. TV overturned that thing and gave it to the Patriots.
And how tough of a bounce back will this be for this team?
This is as resilient a team, Jeff, as I've ever seen. All they've gone through this year in all different areas, it's unbelievable. I don't think they'll have any problem bouncing back. I think they get on. I think they win their next two games and they'll get at least a number two seed.
Ed Bouchette from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And Ed, I had another one. And just as you look at what they were able to do offensively with Le'Veon Bell running the football, you know that obviously New England's going to study this if they have a second matchup. But because of the way they had success, does that speak, if you get AB back, that you got a chance in New England?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have a chance. I mean, hey, look. They were in that game last year. I mean, I know it looked bad at the end. And they were without all kinds of people. I mean, they lost Le'Veon Bell early. They only had one real receiver in Antonio Brown. You know, and they didn't have Cam Hayward on defense and crappy corners. So, yeah, they have a chance. Yeah, I don't count this team out yet.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. A couple more minutes with Ed Bouchette here. And I want to get to the meat of this, if you know anything. How would you characterize the relationship between Ben and Todd Haley?
I think it's frosty. I really do. You know, I just – it started out frosty. It looked like it was warming up, and I think we're back to frosty. That, you know, but Todd Haley has had frosty relationships with a lot of people, and they've been successful. So, and so is this one. I'm not saying it's hurting either one of them or hurting the team. I just don't think it's warm and cuddly.
If the Steelers don't get to the Super Bowl, could Todd Haley be dismissed?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why he would be, but
I'll tell you why I think he could be, and I'm not advocating this. I'm just telling you why it could be, is because before the season started, we talked about the best offensive line in Steelers history, perhaps. We talk about all this offensive weaponry. We talk about Ben Roethlisberger being at the top of his game. We're talking about a receiver who, if he didn't get hurt yesterday, was maybe on pace to eclipse 2,000 yards, which would have been unprecedented, and you have a team that might not get to the Super Bowl. Somebody, the axe falls on somebody a lot of times, Ed.
I don't think it does in Pittsburgh, but they don't react that way, Colin. The Steelers don't anyway. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I just, as I'm sitting here right now, I see no reason for it. I mean, their offense is coming along. You're going to say the same thing about the defense? You know, they gave up 38 points to Baltimore.
They had their best player in the hospital bed, though.
Yeah, well, Antonio Brown was in the hospital last night.
But not what I'm getting at, too, is the relationship that you characterized as frosty, which I think the whole city can see. Like, I don't think Ben and Haley are ever going to get along. And I don't know who steps in and intercedes or who plays kind of the bridge there. But why has it gone on this long publicly?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Colin. And again, I'm not dismissing your suggestion. I just, as I sit here right now, I can't tell you if that's going to happen or not. You know, getting to the Super Bowl, there's only two teams that do it, and the New England Patriots are always standing in the way in the AFC, it seems like. And I don't know that you can blame the offensive coordinator for them not getting to the Super Bowl. They picked it up offensively lately.
Ed, how close was Joe Hayden playing, and where would you put his percentage for next week?
Josh, I thought he was going to play in this game. I really did. I was getting good vibes over there at practices last week. They thought he looked good. They thought he was going to play. I asked several people. They thought he was going to play. And maybe they just felt he was, while maybe he was healthy enough, that he wasn't back enough physically to make a difference, if you know what I mean. You know, not in full control where he could be the Joe Hayden we saw before he was hurt. So I would guess he's going to play this week. That's just a guess, but based on how close he was last week.
Did you hear who one of those people were who's stuck in the Atlanta airport, Ed?
Oh, yeah, Jim Colony. That's a shame.
That's a real shame.
Sounds like it.
The lights went out in Atlanta. What, did General Sherman come back or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, they did. The lights went out in Georgia for him. Anyway, thanks, Ed. We'll give our wishes to Jim. We can't get in touch with him. There's no power. His phone went out. Everything. Yeah.
I thought they got power back there.
Well, not
they
for.
They were supposed to get it like all of it by midnight.
Who knows? We don't know. He's MIA. He might be walking home.
Well, if he was really industrious, he would have rented a car and driven home, right?
When's the last time you known Jim to be industrious? All right.
It's only a 12-hour.
I know. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, fellas. See ya.
The best. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.